need some good news, baby. Feels like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me. I need some good news, baby.
All right, Marty, have you ever worked in an area that is farming? Livestock, county fairs.
Yes.
I did in Missouri and absolutely loved it. Kansas City and
Wichita
St. Louis,
Falls, Texas for me.
And Columbia, Missouri. It's just the salt of the earth, hardest working people you've ever met, great family folks, super patriotic. I love them all.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you a good news story today about a young man. He's 12 years old. His name is Diesel Pippert. And in fact, we have his mom on the line with us right now. Her name is Erin Sanders. But what Diesel did as a, oh my goodness, as a seventh grader, is that right, Erin? He's in seventh grade?
Yes, he's in seventh grade starting tomorrow.
Girlfriend, he got, I think he got a little competition in his blood when he heard about another kid in a nearby town in Medina County in Ohio who auctioned off his hog. He auctioned off his hog for $11,000 and donated the proceeds to the nonprofit Children's Hospital in Memphis.
Wow.
So tell everybody what your son devised and what he went to you and said he wanted to do.
He found it on Facebook, and he said, Mom, I want to do the same thing. And I said, he told his dad, and I said, oh, my gosh, you're going to need lots of help to raise that much money. And ultimately, it took them, maybe 5 minutes.
What?
They contacted St. Jude's, asked them where they were going to need to donate. At the fair, they contacted the fair board, and the auctioneer told everyone that they wanted to, his money was going to St. Jude's. He started the bid out at $500. Everybody's numbers started flying.
Oh.
He dropped it down to $250. Numbers still went flying down to $100, and it totaled up to be $15,000.
Are you kidding me? So what would this what would this pig normally go for?
Yeah,
what would he have gotten from it if he was really doing it?
This was the premium bid, which is area businesses, and so typically a business will donate $500 to a kid.
Oh.
So they really thought, okay, so we'll make $1,000 on this.
Wow.
You know, $1,000 donating from a 12-year-old is still a lot of money.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding?
When they totaled it up and they announced that how much they made, we were in complete shock. His dad sent me a text message. I wasn't there that morning. Gosh darn, I wish I would have was, because the look on his face, I couldn't imagine. And so when he sent me the text message, I'm like, what? So then immediately I called him, and because I thought it was an error. He said over $14,000, and I'm like,
what?
So maybe $1,400, maybe it was an error. So I called him, and he's like, he made over $14,000.
This
and
is
I'm
so
like,
cool.
Are you kidding me?
Well, and so for folks at home who aren't familiar with these auctions, at $500, people who want to give $500 will raise their paddle and so on. And then because it's a fundraiser, they'll continue lowering the price down, hoping to gin up more support. So then $250, then $100. So you never really know until it's all tallied what you've got.
Yep.
So what did Diesel say? What did he do? Did he freak?
Oh, my. He was so excited, and the best part of it, this has not changed him as a person.
Aww.
He really has no idea how big it has gotten. I Googled his name today, and if you Google his name, it's
everywhere.
Pages.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. And we did do two local TV interviews, and we actually... the other day, we just did Fox News Live, him and I did.
I love it.
And I'm like, I was scared to death, but he was just calm, cool, and collective. What? And, like, it really has not changed him.
What happened to that poor pig, though? That's kind of what I'm concerned about.
No, you are
that
not.
Poor pig. He should be saved.
Well,
like, you know that, that they save that turkey, that one turkey at the White House every year?
He should be pardoned.
Yeah.
Don't eat bacon or pork chops. That's all I got to say.
That's hilarious.
I love it. So what are you going to do with the money? I know you've got plans at St. Jude's, yes?
Yes. We are actually doing a rummage sale this weekend, and we are going to take him down to see what his money has helped do. So the rummage sale this weekend is, his idea was to, hey, let's do this rummage sale, Mom. We want to take toys, books, games, coloring books, crayons, and donate that for the kids to do while they're there.
You know what, as a parent, I know you don't know Marty and me, but between us, we have 8 children, and we're always amazed by by kids in families who just are struck by some kind of giving, feeling, need to do something right. And I can't imagine how you feel way, 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 way deep down inside.
It is like every time I see a story or listen to it or read it, or I cry. Aww. The comments people are saying about it, it's just amazing. We did set up a GoFundMe page to buy the things for the kids when we go down there, to donate toys and games and whatever, something that they can do.
How do people find that? Yeah, go ahead.
It's hashtag Team Diesel.
Team Diesel.
And it has his, fair picture on there, and I've put stuff on there for him. So that is our goal, is to take a truckload of stuff down with us to donate. So I really hope that we can do that for him.
You know what, Mom? You've done an
amazing kid.
Yeah, you've done it, but you know what?
Poor pig.
Shut up. I'm thinking.
I'm not going to eat bacon for at least
an hour.
At least till tomorrow.
At least. You're going to go on your hunger
strike. I want a piece of that pig.
I'm so happy for you, Aaron, and I'm delighted that we were able to track you down.
Yes.
And congratulations to you. Give your boy a squeeze from us, and know we're really proud.
Thank you so much.
If there's anything we can do to help, let us know, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Take care, dear.
You too.
Care about the pig.
Poor guy. You see what
terrible.
We do with these poor... Where are the pita bread people at? I always beat up on the pita bread people because they protect lobsters. Because lobsters feel pain. Yeah, yeah. And now we have this poor pig who gets auctioned off and gets turned into a slab of ham.
Which
poor
you'll
guy.
Eat.
Which I would eat delicious.